Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 27th day of February 2008. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. And boy, is the news important. It's important every day, but it's just getting more and more bizarre by the minute. Everything is accelerating. The cascading effects of what's happening in our society, financially, spiritually, mentally. There's a lot of good things happening and also a lot of bad things happening at the same time as we reach towards a crescendo or a grand finale, or I guess a group of rolling finales into even larger finales. Gold hits record high on surging oil and euro. It's a nice way for Reuters to say plunging dollar. Confidence plunges, inflation rate soars, Associated Press. Fed chief signals another rate cut. That signals the dollar will plunge further. But the know-it-all trendies will see the stock market maintaining at least its numbers. They don't understand that they've devalued those numbers. So they're giving you an illusion. You like illusions? You're going to get illusions. Gas may reach a $4 a gallon by spring. Key home price index shows record decline. The IMF is dumping gold on the market. It's still not suppressing the price. The price, when I checked just a few minutes ago, is $957.90. It opened this morning and blasted its way up to $965 before dropping down to about $951 and change, and now racing back up right now as we speak. Bank profits plunge 84% in fourth quarter. We're now getting all this economic news from the end of last year. We told you, remember, that in late February, early March, we would have a cascade, it's that key word, of economic data coming in, and when the sheep find out what's happened, it's only going to accelerate, intensify the deepening economic woes. One in ten home loans nationwide is underwater. So that's the economic news. I'm going to go over that in detail after the break. Also, Florida power blackout remains a puzzle with those reactors having problems. I got to be careful when I talk about a nuclear reactor having a problem or something. People will take it and edit it together with me screaming and yelling. I've had people take 9 hours of radio and edit shocking-sounding headlines together claiming that I'm putting out disinfo. There's an audio piece out there people have called me about on YouTube where they took me yelling at somebody who was so stoned they could hardly talk on the show and editing it in with Willie Nelson. And it sounds like I'm yelling at Willie Nelson. The dirty tricks are just really intensifying. But I say that's good news. It's good news. Because it means I'm getting more effective. So Florida power blackout remains a puzzle. Key home prices, again, record decline when we get back. Britons thought an earthquake was an Al-Qaeda attack. That is just some of what is coming up after the break. A new NAU meeting, North American Union meeting, has been announced by the State Department. Robot wars will be a reality within 10 years, London Telegraph. San Jose police use sound weapons on citizens. It's all coming up.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
I was watching YouTube videos of her last night. I allow myself a little leisure each evening. And I saw a live performance in Oregon of Heart like in 75 or something. And it was like 10 times better than even this live one. That woman's got an incredible voice. You know, the heights that human beings can rise to in poetry and art and music. And the lows that we can sink to as well. I certainly hope we will all try to reach higher and be better people instead of the mind-numbed, drugged-out slobs that we have drifted towards, myself included. Okay, financial news and geopolitical news. It is all wild and of great import. Gold is not up today. Oh, I mean, it's up. It's at record time highs of $965+ an ounce, gyrating between that and $957 right now, which itself would be an all-time high. It just streaked past its previous highs of a week ago. And it's not because gold is actually up in price. The same amount of euros that would buy gold for a certain amount a week ago or the same amount would buy it this week. The dollar is being destroyed. And I know that we talk about this constantly now because this affects our entire economic system, our entire economic outlook, our future, our present. And, of course, the past, the investments, the savings that you've made. They're all inexorably tied together. And whereas one little area of my psyche, of my intellect, is pleased to see gold exploding because we like to be right here, I am more, I'd say 10, 20, 30 times more upset about this happening because it just means the globalists are continuing with their policy of fully gutting this country and leaving it as a banana boat police state. So let's go through the financial news right now. Gold hits a record high on surging oil and surging euro, Reuters. Gold roared above $9.55 an ounce on Wednesday. Notice how they say above that. Yeah, it was $9.65. To its highest ever, with investors pouring money into the metal after oil hit a record above $101 a barrel, and the U.S. dollar tumbled against other major currencies. Spot gold rose as high as $955.70. I don't know why Reuters is saying this. I was just looking at it. It was $965. It's $957 change right now. With buying particularly from investors and speculators in Japan. By the way, I looked at gold futures. The big gold companies are saying they're going to buy back because they sell gold before it's mined. And they sold it at, you know, $850, $890, $900 an ounce in different futures contracts. They're buying it back even with the penalties right now. Like they're saying some of the biggest gold buybacks in history are happening. Now, when the gold mines are buying their gold back, we need to get some experts on and discuss this, but I'm a layman. I mean, this is pretty much a no-brainer. The gold futures are way up. This is a bull market all the way in gold. Everything else is a bear. Well, commodities are up, but all the frivolous garbage and stocks and the rest of it are in deep trouble if they're tied to services and other things, manufacturing, you name it, unless it's in manufacturing or extraction systems used as components in raw material extraction, preparation, distribution. But I'm getting off here. Spot gold rose as high as $955.70. That's not true. Silver hit a 27-year high, and palladium jumped to its best level in more than 6 years. Investors are very concerned about the fluctuations and troubles in other markets, said Darren Heathcote of Intervest Australia in Sydney. Let's say 970 is not inconceivable. It hit 965 this morning. I was on Kitco. As I guessed, $1,000 is not inconceivable. There just doesn't seem to be much reason to sell gold, he added. Weak economic data and comments from the Federal Reserve, number two, provided more proof that the U.S. interest rates will continue to head lower. Now, that's been officially announced, pushing the dollar below the psychologically crucial 150 level against the euro to a record low and spurring a broad-based commodities rally. Remember yesterday, Greenspan, we reported that Monday, he gave a speech to OPEC's minions and told them, go ahead and depeg your currencies from the dollar. That's like pushing a drowning man back under. Oh, I am just... Okay, I'm going to try to just cover the news here. This is, we're seeing history happen right now. This is the end of this country's dominance. This is the beginning of New World Order domination, all by design. Man. The stock markets and oil are going up, and that attracts buying interest going ahead. We are talking about 970, said Ronald Lewing, director of Lee Chong Gold Dealers in Hong Kong, who pegged support at 930 an ounce. Gold shrugged off worries about sales of the IMF of some of its bullion reserves, which Lewing said would be done in stages and in limited quantity and were unlikely to cause a sharp drop in gold prices. I mean, they're dumping masses of gold out of central banks right now. Tens of billions of dollars of it. And it's doing nothing to suppress gold. I mean, it has left orbit, ladies and gentlemen. They may be able to pull out every stop. There may be some profit-taking and some hedging. You know, it could go down to 900. But after that, it takes a breather and goes up above 1,000. You watch. It may not even do that, though. It could be 1,000 by the end of the day. It could be 1,000 by the end of the week. I think it's going to be 1,000 within a month. That's a pretty safe bet to make. Folks, it could be, once it goes past the psychological barrier of 1,000. Okay, I'm going to get into confidence plunges, inflation rate soars, Fed chief signals another rate cut, what that means. Home price index shows record decline. Banks, record losses. Bank profits plunge 84% business week. 1 in 10 homes going into bankruptcy. And where all this is going and what we can do to fight back against it. But I forgot he was waiting in the wings because I called Ted again and he said, well, you want me to come on again today? Absolutely. Not just to pitch gold at you at super low prices, but to give me his expertise. Ted, if we're having record gold mines go in and buy back gold that they had sold in futures, AP's reporting it's record buybacks and IMF dumping gold in the market and it's not suppressing the price as the bankers have tried to do in the past, and every other economic indicator is coming out and it's showing bad to worse, and finally the yuppies are starting to panic. I'm upset because this is moving very, very fast, Ted. What does that mean if gold futures are way up and gold companies, the biggest, are buying their gold back?
Well, what that means, Alex, is when a gold mine sets off to mine gold from the ground, they do core samples, and they find out how much gold is available to be mined out of the area, and they know how much ore they can move and how much they can spread across their leaching pads, and then they sprinkle sodium cyanide over it to dissolve the gold out of the rock. When they sell the gold short in the futures market, it just means that they're selling what they expect to produce. And it costs money to do that. There's a lease rate for this, and usually the gold that is supplied for this sale is coming from the central banks. That's where you're hearing about the central banks selling an awful lot of that.
And if the gold mines don't mine the right amount, if they mine too much, or because it's very expensive, for per 100 pounds of rock or whatever, the mine's bringing you an ounce of gold, because I've read about this myself, correct me if I'm wrong, that's why they like to sell it beforehand to lock that in, to know that they can go extract it. But if they're running in saying, we're going to buy it back at premium, boy.
Yeah, well, that's what the problem is if you sell it at a price, so let's say gold's $850, and you go ahead and sell all your in-ground supply at $850, and now you've got gold at $962 already today that I've seen. Then all of a sudden now you're losing $100 per ounce, and that short contract is actually costing you money rather than locking you in. So what they do then is they have to go back out into the marketplace and buy the gold that they sold short into the marketplace. So now they become a net buyer rather than a net seller. And of course that's competition pushing the price up as well. It shortens up the supply the central.
And then it's like a perfect storm, because from South Africa to Brazil, they're having strikes, power outages, earthquakes, record problems.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on in South Africa right now. There's power outages, and like you're talking, the euro is going up. The cost to produce gold, get it out of the ground, is going up through the roof as well. So they need to get these higher prices just to operate.
Ted, when we come back, I want to talk about is this the biggest bull market you've ever seen?
I can tell you right now, Alex, it's developing into a bull market that was much larger than the market it was in 1980.
Okay, well, I want to see where you think this is going on the other side, and I'll get into all the other economic news.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their after music.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
I was unable to go out to the big Ron Paul rally here in Austin this Saturday that reportedly had more than 4,000 people. The police said more than 4,000. It looked like 7,000. And there was Ted Anderson's Ron Paul Air Corps flying around with a big Ron Paul banner over it. And Jimmy just did an amazing, with his band, rendition of his Shackles on Me song. All right, shifting gears back into the economy. Ted, I hope listeners understand, we're not joking around about what this means. that the government, that Greenspan, that they have decided to cut interest rates again, they have decided to inflate the currency. And they've already inflated it to a point where it's going to be devastating, and now they're just going to increase that and deepen it. I'm going to break it down after you leave us, you know, with my own views and a lot of news stories I have here in front of me. I mean, gold's only one part of this. Most Americans don't hold gold anymore. So institutions do, and some individuals do. But to have gold, when I called you this morning at about 8 o'clock, you were driving into work, it set on Kitco 967. By the time you got to work, you saw 962. It's right at 960 right now. With the IMF dumping gold, trying to drive it down, with all of this happening, what does this mean, Ted?
Well, the central banks right now are trying to dump the gold in order to keep people into the U.S. dollar. There's no question about it. They're trying to protect their fiat currencies, just like you said yesterday, and convince people that they have enough control and that this is only an anomaly. But it's not an anomaly.
But let's be clear. They're devaluing our currency while simultaneously trying to keep us out of gold.
Yeah, and you say that they're dropping the interest rates and that's devaluating their currency. It is. It's watering down the supply of money. Foreigners don't want to get into the U.S. bonds if the interest rate return on the U.S. bond is lower than the amount that the currency is falling. And so by lowering the interest rates, you're just going to cause more selling to occur, and the acceleration of the dollar falling is going to increase. You know, it just continues to go down faster and more furiously.
And in layman's terms, and I know our listeners know this, but they have a lot of friends and family or new listeners just tuning in. Explain what it means to decide to keep the stock market up, but with devalued dollars. That means it doesn't have as much worth. So they're giving us the illusion, but then by destroying the value of the dollar, it destroys your savings. It destroys the fractional reserve currency, which was the main thing this country had left going for it, because foreigners would buy our debt when we're running, you know, $100 billion a month trade deficits.
Well, you're going to prop up the stock market when you lower interest rates just due to the fact that, first of all, corporations get to lend money for less cost, so their bottom line profits show more. In addition to this, you're putting more money in the hands of people, and they'll go out and spend money on cars and boats and planes or whatever. Most of that stuff is imported nowadays anyway, so you're going to be buying foreign goods. I mean, really, basically, we're just shipping off more money for overseas and causing.
But the economy's so bad, people are maxed out. It's not helping the economy.
No, it's not. No, lowering the interest rates is. It looks to me like they're making a ditch effort to try to stop all these mortgage bankruptcies that are occurring and bail out the banking system. That's the only thing.
But they're sacrificing the rest of the economy.
Oh yeah, they're sacrificing the rest of the economy and the United States savings. I mean, the people that are at the age of retirement that have been saving all these years are going to be lucky to be able to purchase 40% of what they did even just a couple of years ago.
Let me just boil it down. The globalists are destroying the dollar, destroying our credit, destroying our name, destroying our savings, destroying those on fixed incomes are going to be hit the worst. Unraveling our entire economy just to keep their world financial bubble going. The U.S. is being fed like a primer cap in the back of a round to fire the larger engine.
Yeah, I agree with you, Alex, on that. The bottom line result for this is an American union with an American a North American currency and getting rid of the dollar altogether. Our sovereignty is on the line on this one. I don't know why people don't wake up and take a look at what Ron Paul's been talking about. I mean, we need to have constitutional money here. It is the only answer that will give us solvency in this nation. And for some reason, the global elite see it a much more profitable reason to get into a world currency. The United States dollar represents just a Federal Reserve Corporation as they push this currency out in the marketplace. You know, they get to collect interest on that, and it's a big money making machine for the elite. And you're just exactly right by saying that, Alex. And it's a machine. It's a mechanism. It's a process. They want more control, and they want to be able to collect more of our labor. That's what it's all about.
Ted, you've been through a couple of these booms and busts. You've been in the markets since before 1980. I want to get your analysis on where you see this going in the short term, midterm, and long term on the other side. Then I'll cover the other financial news, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder. I've spent most all my life searching for that four-leaf clover.
Yet you ran with me, chasing my rainbow.
And honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God made for all the world to sing. It's never old, it grows. Losing makes me sorry.
Well, now, honey, don't worry. Don't you know I love you too?
That's the way love goes.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. That's Merle Haggard and Jewel torturing you with my favorite music. I know you like it. And, honey, I know you love me too.
That's the way love goes, hey. That's the music God made for us.
makes me sorry.
All right, back into the serious news.
You say, honey, now don't worry.
All right, I have the official number. Yeah, gold went to $965 today, and it's been about $5 down from that. Still, it's up more than $10 from yesterday. Just amazing all-time highs for gold today. Ted, I look at the economic numbers, and they're just going to keep coming out now every quarter. And we're getting the news from the end of last year. And think how bad all the indicators on the ground have gotten just in the last 2.5 months. Just in the last 2 months. And, of course, we know that the last quarter news is really old news itself from the quarter before that. Statistics are generally a few months behind or sometimes even longer. It's like gun crime statistics. Those are usually about 2 years old. But economic statistics are normally just a few months old. My point is that you look at the on-the-ground numbers, home sales. In one quarter, on top of a 19-point drop before the last quarter, a 8-plus percent drop. Let me pull the actual article here. I think it's 8.9 drop. It's here in my stack. Just in the last quarter. Yeah, 8.9. I mean, here is a AP headline. Confidence plunges, inflation rate soars. In more bad economic news, consumer confidence and home prices posted sharp declines with higher costs for such basic goods as food, energy, and medicine left wholesale inflation rising at a pace unseen since 1981. Well, Ron Paul, just a month and a half ago, was questioning Bernanke, and Bernanke said we had a 2% inflation with it only going up to 3% in 2008. Now, folks, of course, we're looking at conservatively 15% inflation last year. The big firms and banks that rate this are saying 20% this year, and the Federal Reserve's telling the public it's at 2%. Ted, I don't see how anybody could be buying the bull out of the Federal Reserve.
You know, when you say that inflation rate, it just astounds me. I get befuddled that the AARP is not suing the United States government for publishing that figure and then setting retirement payments off based upon that inflation rate. That is the biggest bogus lie that and it's all about that. It's all about not having to increase the checks that are coming out of Social Security and all the different pension funds for all the veterans that have went out and fought in these wars that we have. It's a farce. It's
well, here's an example. My grandmother didn't retire till 5-6 years ago. Lower middle class, hardworking people. My grandpa in the oil fields. My grandma at a print shop here in Austin. And she paid into Social Security from the 1950s out of college, from the 1940s out of college. She was out at the end of World War II, right through till she was, I think she was still working when she was 70 years old. So there's my grandma, and I've talked to her, and she's like, suddenly, I had some savings, but now it's all gone. And she lives very frugally, and they send her this pittance, $600 a month or something, telling her there's 2% inflation, when if you add the last 4 years of inflation, it's more like 40%. They've taken 40% of what she's got. It's going to be another 20% this year. That means she'll be living on 40% or less than what she used to have, and the government's telling her that there's been 6, 7% inflation in the last 4 years. It's a fraud you're being stolen from.
It is. It's exactly that. The obligation is that they increase the payment by the inflation number that's published on the consumer price index. But they will adjust that consumer price index. They'll take out things that are going up too fast and add things that are going up slowly. That's how they dope the numbers. They've been doing that for years, and they want to make it look more rosy than what it is. And it's a way for the government to save and not have to pay out all these payments to Social Security recipients. And quite frankly, it is fraud. And if you took that to a jury of those U.S. citizens, I know full well that the jury would be finding it in favor of the people that are supposed to be getting these payments. It's crazy.
Great point, Ted. And I'm glad you brought that up with the Social Security. What are we going to do, though, when tens of millions of people, and there are tens of millions living on Social Security, and they paid in big time, when the bull meets reality and they just can't buy their food.
Right, that's the people will be in bread lines. That's what's going to happen here. We're going to have bread lines like we had back in the Depression.
Oh, by the way, Ted, you're hitting me on the head again. If you just type in tent cities, in areas of California, Texas, New York, really bad in Michigan, where there were, every major state, where there were no tent cities, abandoned city parks, all have 1,500 people in them, no power, no electricity, using porta-potties, and the cops can't run them out. But now that in California they're talking about running them out, where are they going to run these families? These are families.
Yeah, they can't go anywhere. They're expecting that. I mean, the homeless numbers are just going to be going up. The sad part about it is it's going to be people like your grandmother.
By the way, you're right, Ted. It's not just the alcoholic drunks you see on street corners now, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's a new kind of homeless.
Yeah, it's going to be the middle class that's going to be homeless. That's what's happening. The middle class is being forced into a position where you've seen, like in Argentina and Mexico and all throughout Central America, the middle class is going to get wiped out because their currency is getting wiped out, and they have no other choice. It's not like they can be invested in a lot of precious metals and all these different.
And by the way, that happened in Argentina. People should pull that. I'll never forget that Washington Post article. Their currency started gyrating, overnight went down in just a few months, and then suddenly fell off a cliff. And within a week, the power was off, the water was off citywide, and there's a story of a cattle trailer of Argentine beef, the best out there, flipping over, and people, middle-class people, were running up with knives, cutting globulets off, gobbling the raw beef.
Yeah.
That was in the – we ought to pull that. Listeners, I bet you don't believe me. Our listeners can find that story from when that happened in Argentina, in 2000? You can post it. We'll post it in the Prison Planet Forum.
Yeah, you should put it up there because that's what we're looking forward to here in the United States of America. Believe it or not, it's happening, and it's happening right here. And people that are not prepared are really going to be hurting. And most of the people are not prepared. That's the sad part about it.
And I made this point, but I'm going to make it again. This is key for you to understand, folks. And we're not saying it's going to get that bad, but it is a real possibility. Again, it's a question of bad recession versus total depression and collapse. And Dr. Roberts and many others said if the dollar dies, we will go into a deep depression. We had 80%+ agrarian living on farms. Even the city folks all were into agriculture. They were one generation out of the fields. And still people starved. Grapes of Wrath, go rent that movie. Watch it on, online. Literally people like slaves working in the orchards who were middle class in Oklahoma and places. And that was with 80%+ living on farms. Even implodes now with over 90% living in the cities. Only 4% of the 10% that's still in the country are self-sufficient. People turn into animals in a matter of days.
Well, Alex, like you said, but right now what we have is we have the very gears turning in the direction of destroying the United States currency, lowering interest rates, giving this big tax credit that Bush proposed. All these things are the things that are going to destroy the dollar. The only way you can prop up this dollar again is becoming fiscally responsible, but nobody wants to do that. We had one guy running for president that wanted to do that, but we only have about 8 to 20% of the people that are willing to vote for him. We don't have that. The United States citizen is a junkie that's been hooked on this fiat currency, and what they're looking for the solution to this is give us more of our drug, and that drug is going to kill us, and that's the problem. The United States currency is being devalued by the process of deficit spending. The Federal Reserve System is injecting money into the system. Like Bernanke said, he's going to be dropping currency by the helicopter loads. We are looking at a devaluation of the currency that is probably going to be more significant.
And I'll tell you, go ahead.
Than what we've seen in Argentina, because right now there are so many foreign countries that are sitting on reserves that are so tremendous, and they need to get out of them, and they know it.
And Ted, I'll tell you what's not fair about this. The people that went and got $500,000 houses with no credit and even got cash back, that, in the last few years they did this scam where you'd go sign up and they'd give you, $20,000 added onto the note back to you to live on and make the first few payments. Those type of ne'er-do-wells, You know, they're just going to crawl off. But the people that have invested, the people that have saved, the people that have been frugal, and the old folks and the retirees that have invested and believe in Social Security, it's the good people that are going to be hurt the greatest by this. And it's all being done by design. And listen, out of all this economic news, I've been so busy, I haven't even covered this. Sunday's Wall Street Journal reported that they are massively beefing up the FDIC, the supposed, you know, Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation, where you get $100,000 back. Now, it may take a year, they say, in some cases. Generally, it's faster to get your money back unless there's a total collapse. But the point is they're now gearing up for more than 100 major bank failures. They're already gobbling up quietly. I get reports. I see it every day, where good-sized banks regionally are quietly being taken over the night before. Your bank account's still there, but now they issue you new checks the next month. They're gobbling up right now, as the Financial Times of London said 6 months ago. The big central banks are engineering this to consolidate up the larger credit market.
And that's exactly right, Alex. I mean, right now, the banking system, I mean, the United States Treasury is obligated to all these different banks to cover, through FDIC, any of these bank closures or anything that, you know, full collapse of the system, and they only have about 6% on the FDIC insurance thing covering it, and there's not enough money to go around. It's all about printing more money to solve these problems, and every time one of these problems come up, the problem just gets bigger because the dollar's falling and the value of our currency is disappearing.
And we've had all these top economists on from different camps telling you that killing the dollar is the worst thing that could happen. So what's the government doing? Every stop they can, they pull out every stop to accelerate this. There is a method to their madness, though, Ted. Give us your take on what that method to the madness may be.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, like, what you're alluding to and what you're getting to here is world currency, getting away from the United States dollar, turning our sovereignty over to the New World Order or the World Bank.
Which is in Council on Foreign Relations documents from 30 years ago, Trilateral Commission 34 years ago, current CFR position paper 2 weeks ago put out saying, let's get rid of the dollar. Folks, but they're not going to say they're getting rid of it publicly. Just like they gave you a national ID card in the mid-90s, now in 2008 they tell you you've got a national ID card when it's been a world ID card in 2000. It's still going to be dollars, but it's going to be pegged to a North American system, and they're already signing treaties merging it with the euro.
Which means we're just going to lose our ability to have any kind of sovereignty here as the United States of America. You might as well kiss that goodbye. Woodrow Wilson was running on this platform when he ran for president back in the early 1900s.
This has been their dream all along. You're now seeing it. But if we're able to expose them and able to unmask these devils for who they are, they won't be able to pose as saviors. What they do is they always escalate a crisis, then they blame a few patsies and then offer experts up to recommend a course of action which only deepens this. I mean, only if the public had no understanding of basic economics could they tell them that lowering interest rates, driving down the dollar, driving up our trade deficits, driving up our federal deficit, that that's good medicine for an over-leveraged economy. They are, again, it's like giving cyanide to a patient who's sick. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unspeakable. Now, Ted, I've had you on for quite a while. I know you're busy. I appreciate all your time. I just wanted to get, just Ted really is an expert. Ted's worked all over the financial system. I wanted to get you back on here. I know you can't offer gold at the price it's been for the last week, but you haven't gone up much, and this is about the lowest you're going to find it anywhere. Folks, these are introductory offers. Ted, tell them about the offers today.
Well, again, what we have right now, we have the British Sovereign Coin, and they're at $262 per coin. That's a quarter-ounce gold piece. We have the Franc Coin, which is a fifth of an ounce of gold. They're at $210. Silver blue through $19, now approaching $20 per ounce. Right now I have BU silver, which I'll explain here. It's uncirculated silver at $21 now per dollar face. And what that means is that 10 dimes equals $1, 4 quarters equal $1, but they're the same measurable unit of silver. And right now, currently at $21, silver, without a question, is one of the strongest bets you can get into, because silver was $50 an ounce back in 1980. Inflation adjusted, silver should be well over $100 an ounce. Inflation adjusted, Gold should be well over $2,000 per ounce. You know, platinum just blew through.
And I'm just going to tell the listeners, if you don't have anything in metals, you're insane. And if you're not moving strongly into it, I don't know why you haven't been listening. Folks, this is only the beginning. Every economic indicator, what would you say, 95% chance it's only going to go up in the next month, Ted?
Well, I mean, what's the chance of the dollar continuing to fall? What's the chance of the United States trying to bail out more of our problems by inflating away the currency? I mean, that's 100% in my book. I mean, maybe there's a chance that might turn around, and maybe I'd put maybe 1% on that. It's going to go. The dollar's falling, has been for years.
Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, bottom line, this is a hedge against inflation. Don't be left holding the bag with bank runs, which they're openly discussing. There's already been quite a few they've kept quiet. 1-800-686-2237. They've got the gold coins. They've got the silver at rock bottom prices, 800-686-2237. Get some kind of parachute, ladies and gentlemen, because they're throwing us out with the bathwater right now. 800-686-2237. More economic analysis straight ahead.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in O. and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com.
Gold's up any way you cut it, more than $10 today on the big side, $16. And Ted went up on that gold coin. What, about $4, $5 a coin? So that's just about four what it went up. So give the brokers a call at 1-800-686-2237. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special. All right, I'm going to continue to get into the other economic news, and I want to open the phones up next hour. I would like to talk about the Serbia situation, the globalists handing over a large portion of their country to the Muslims. You can't have your cake and eat it too, neocons. You know, the Muslims are going to kill us. They're everywhere. They're hiding under every rock. They got 45-foot-long dagger fangs, acid dripping out of their noses. Their eyes grow red and purple. They got long hook tails. But then, well, so what if our government founded Al-Qaeda and is using them to attack the Iranians right now? So what if they handed over Al-Qaeda-backed areas of Serbia? That's good. Of course, most of the people will just say, I'm lying. I get their emails. That's not true. Doesn't matter if it's all admitted. What do you think about what's happening to the economy? How bad do you think it's going to get? What do you think of the announcement for another interest rate cut? What do you think about the federal government, the federal regulators saying, I've got the article here, preparing all these new federal judges to deal with bankruptcies? FDIC preparing for massive bank failures? What do you think about all this? 1-800-259-9231. And to Muslims out there, I've even gotten a few emails going, hey, we're a Muslim community. Listen to you. Why are you bashing the Albanian Muslims? Again, you can't have your cake and eat it too either. I'm against the globalists invading Iraq, dividing your country in three parts, attacking Iran, sending Wahhabist Sunnis in there, and that's admitted. And I'm against the communist slash Muslim Albanians being brought in, being CIA-funded to destabilize Serbia. Of course Serbia massacred people. They all massacre each other. They came in to kick them out, and then the globalists went and invaded, took the nation. Everybody always knew they were setting it up to be autonomous. They're not letting Serbs, by the way, leave Kosovo. The Serbs want to leave Kosovo. They say, fine, the Muslims are killing us. They're hunting them down. They set up random checkpoints and grab people out of their cars and kill them. It happens every day. It never makes our news here, but it's in the foreign news. And the head of NATO said, we're not allowing Serbs to leave Kosovo and go into deeper Serbia. You just got to stay here and let us basically kill you. So you got your ethnic cleansing going on. You can't have it either way. It's wrong that the globalist, and that just shows how intellectually and how just they don't have any morals or any base. They don't even back any one group. The globalists back whoever they can use to overthrow the next nation. And they're using Muslims to attack Serbia and to break up and destroy their nation. And they're already trying to now have the northern Kosovo move across the border and start fights into deeper Serbia. And then again, if the Serbs fight back, our military will be sent over to take more of Serbia. And then they move again. They've already taken more than a third of Serbia, 20% Kosovo, and about 10-15%, depending on how you look at the maps. On the western side of Serbia, handing it over to the Croats and others. So the Muslims, you can't have your cake and eat it too. I'm against wars of aggression. I'm against the New World Order overthrowing anybody. I'm against them doing it to Iran. I'm against them doing it to Serbia. I don't care if they use Christians, Muslims. They'll use black animists who worship, you know, nature against black Christians. I'm against that. I'm against them using Christians to kill animists. It's called divide and conquer. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.